Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Third hour, Dana and Parks, Tuesday edition. I'm not familiar, but apparently Boss was, so I'll just mention it. Bobby Sherman, the 60s teen idol and actor, died this morning at the age of 81. I've never heard of Bobby Sherman. But then again, Boss goes, well, he was really big in 65. And I said, I wasn't alive in 65. Anyway.
He said that, all the teenage girls would have had a picture of Bobby Sherman in their room.
Really? Okay. Some of his hit singles included Little Women, or Little Woman, Easy Come, Easy Go, La La La, and Julie, Do You Love Me?
Aw.
Says one person in this story here, fans would go crazy over Bobby. Huh? Also appeared on Fantasy Island, The Love Boat, and Frasier, which was his last credited appearance in 1997. He had kidney cancer. He was terminally ill, stage 4.
Hmm. That's very listenable, very smooth.
Very nice. And he was a teen idol, huh? Okay. When it comes to customer satisfaction, one fast food chain has been consistently ranked at the top.
Yeah.
For happy customers. Would you care to guess what it is?
Chick-fil-A.
It is Chick-fil-A. That is correct.
And they don't even open one of the days of the week.
That is right. Chick-fil-A was voted the highest in customer satisfaction for the 11th straight year. The chain beat its fast food competitors as well as other brands like Panera, Starbucks, and Domino's. Uh-huh. Okay. Chick-fil-A was not spared, though. According to the study, the chain sales have grown 5.4%, but that growth has been the slowest in more than two decades. According to the study, McDonald's, which recently re-released its beloved snack wraps, only saw a growth of 0.2%. And it doesn't say what is the least popular fast food restaurant.
I don't want them to get rid of those snack wraps. They are so good. It's grilled chicken inside of a small tortilla with some lettuce on it.
It's a snack wrap.
One of the most popular is the least popular when it comes to customer satisfaction.
Does it have arches on it?
It does.
McDonald's?
They're yellow.
Go from like...
They're not loving it.
They are not loving it. You know, there is an ad company somewhere, a marketing campaign company, somewhere in this country...
Loving it.
That got paid millions and millions of dollars for some intern to come up with the, I'm loving it.
I believe you're correct. That's actually a true story. And if I remember correctly, because I've seen way too many stupid documentaries about that company, they hated it. Management did not want that to be their slogan.
They
tried to shoot it down. Somebody said, no, give it a shot. And here we are decades later. And if you hear the phrase, I'm loving it, or even McLovin from Superbad, you think of
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with Mick in the front, it automatically goes to McDonald's for me.
In fact, I think they've trademarked it to death. Like, you couldn't be Mick Scott Parks.
No, probably not.
Dana and Mick Scott. Like,
But what if that was my real name?
if it's your real name, like McDonald, then yes. But here's the deal. If your real name is Scott McDonald and you want to open up McDonald's repair shop,
can't do it.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Ann Burrell's inner circle is in deep mourning after her tragic death. Says one source close to the late Food Network star, "We are all shocked and we are confused." Burrell passed away on the morning of June 17th at her home in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She reportedly suffered a cardiac arrest and was found unconscious and unresponsive on the shower floor by her husband. They are looking at her death as a possible overdose. Her body was found surrounded by pills.
I would also remind you, though, I said this the other day, when, oh my goodness.
Whitney Houston?
No, in New Mexico, when Gene Hackman and his wife were found dead, mm-hmm. there were pills everywhere. What that turned out to be was she was having heart issues and ran to get the meds as she collapsed. Pills went flying.
Well, it does say here that they are looking at the death, police are, as a possible overdose. Mm. She was in great spirits the night prior to her death when she performed an improv comedy show in New York. That's all it is on the drugs.
Mm. Happy on the outside doesn't always mean happy on the inside.
No, that's true, Sam. That is true. Kansas City's airport could soon have a new cell phone lot. Remember, this was all the controversy about a year ago.
It wasn't really a controversy. Well, didn't know what it was or how to use it.
People weren't going to it, and they were just staying parked outside of the terminal. The lot would replace the current setup and sit closer to the airport's road interchange. The cell phone lot proposal passed through the Transportation Infrastructure Operations Committee earlier this morning and will now head to the full council for approval. If built, if approved, it would cost $5,393,000.
No.
Wait.
The one we have is fine.
How much?
$5,393,604.
For a parking lot?
It says here, in total, the project would cost the number I just said.
All right.
But that has drawn pushback from some city council members.
Yeah, that seems extreme.
They want to put in restrooms, a seating area. No, go sit in your car, wait for your person to show up, and then go pick them up.
I don't think a restroom and a seating area is the worst idea.
I think there needs to be some bathrooms.
Especially if you're stuck going around in circles because somebody's late at the baggage claim.
I mean, you've got to put a restroom out there. Let's say you get there, right? You get to the airport. You're sitting
it's a
in the
45-minute drive.
You're sitting in the cell lot.
Yeah.
And you've been hydrating. It's a hot summer day like today. And you're sitting there in the parking lot, and you get word that your relative or friend's plane is running 30 minutes behind.
Right.
It's not worth the drive all the way back home. I'm not going to get out of the lot and go drive around the Northland, and I need to take a bathroom break.
So with a restroom, as the only female on the show, you would then have to have security.
Yeah.
If you are in a dark parking lot, especially late at night, if it's the last flight coming in and you are a woman and you need to use the restroom, I would not be comfortable going in alone at night without
also,
security.
If it's an emergency, there's a hotel across the street.
Yeah, but the hotel's not going to want you to come in. What do you mean by emergency, like you're about to wet your pants or you're about to get raped?
Okay, I meant wet your pants.
Okay, so they're not going to want people just coming in to their hotel to go use the restroom.
I hear you.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they put a sign up that said, "Only guests allowed." By the way, Kevin O'Neill, city councilman, is quoted in this piece from Channel 5 as saying, "How in God's name did we get to $5 million on a cell phone lot? It doesn't make sense to me. That seems like a lot of money for pavement and some paint."
I agree.
O'Neill,
and the one we have is just fine. And based on the map, when they say closer to the terminal, we're looking at like 500 feet closer.
Then what's the
seems like a gigantic waste of money.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I have never had to use the cell phone lot. I'm trying to think how many times I've had to pick somebody up from the airport. I think it's twice, the new one. And I always time it so that I show up about 15 minutes after they land. They've got their bags. They're literally coming out the door.
I've had to use the cell phone lot twice, and it was perfectly fine.
It's adequate?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say it's adequate? Okay.
I don't think it needs to be fancy.
It's got pavement and stripes.
Is it new, or is it an old lot from the old airport?
It's an old lot. It's been there for a long time.
Okay, but it's not like... It's not like our parking lot, right?
No. It is a smooth parking lot.
Do you mean, are there trees and other wildlife growing out of it?
That's what I'm getting at, Dana.
Got it. When we get back, the family of a Kansas City area marketing executive, Scott, has just been awarded the largest medical negligence and wrongful death verdict in Johnson County history. We'll tell you what happened when we get back.
Okay.
It is a $5.7 million verdict, the largest in Johnson County history.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Bobby Sherman.
Sadly, I like it.
Passed away this morning at the age of 81.
Aww. All right, here is the story.
It's like
from
an upbeat Frank Sinatra.
The Kansas City Business Journal. How do I feel about this? A Johnson County jury has issued a $5.7 million wrongful death verdict against one of the Advent Health hospitals and two of the hospital employees. Okay, $5.7 million. It is the largest in Johnson County history. And the award goes, sadly, to the family of former Kansas City area marketing executive Kimberly Yates. Now, Kimberly died back in April of 2021. She sadly died by suicide, Scott, 3 days after she was discharged from the ER at the hospital.
Okay.
She had a stroke in 2020. The story goes on to say she recovered physically, but developed post-stroke anxiety and insomnia, and her condition gradually worsened. She started exhibiting symptoms consistent with a severe mental health crisis, including two prior attempts before she ended up in the hospital, okay? Her surviving husband and children have filed the wrongful death and medical negligence case, and they won. The lawsuit argued that the medical center and its agents conducted an insufficient evaluation that ignored all of the warning signs before they discharged her. So the defense argued during the trial that the hospital staff spent 2 to 3 hours with her, but hospital badge scans and records showed the evaluation lasted about 30 minutes.
Okay.
After deliberating about 4 hours, the jury determined that the evaluation was, quote, too brief for a risk assessment. And then it gave percentages to who was at fault here. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we are in the middle of a mental health crisis globally. We have a shortage of people who can help. We have an overwhelmed population. And so I will ask our caregivers out there, what is an appropriate amount of time to assess someone before you discharge someone out of an incredibly packed emergency room? This would have been post-COVID.
Correct. You said she died in April of 2021.
April of 2021.
It would have been just as the vaccines were publicly available. Or just before the vaccine was
And she died
available.
3 days after they discharged her. So what – I don't know. In the world of mental health, what is considered an adequate evaluation? And we have heard, Scott, on this program, we have had counselors call in time and time again. They will say, you do not have the right to keep an adult.
No,
unless you are in imminent danger of hurting yourself or someone else. Is it a 72-hour-old?
I believe that is correct. I've never been held, not in that way. I can certainly, and I feel sorry for the family, and I can certainly see what they're trying to say. Having said that, people can discharge themselves against doctors' orders, and I'm not using the proper medical terms
for that. And we don't know if she did or didn't, but. To be in the emergency room for a mental health crisis, it has to be pretty bad that you're seeking emergency help.
Well, I would say so.
Is a 30-minute assessment enough to know this person is in crisis? Now, the fact that they claimed it was a 2 to 3 hour assessment and it was only 30 minutes
that's a little sketchy.
Is not good.
Go ahead, the term you were looking for was discharge against medical advice.
Yeah.
And unless there were obvious signs of self-harm, I don't know what more they were going to do in that particular evaluation unless the person willingly signs themselves into a 72-hour hold and they have to sign themselves in.
And keep this in mind. I'll get a little personal just for a second. When I relapsed a couple years ago, I lied to everybody. I lied to everybody. I lied to you. Hmm. I lied to Sam. I lied to my children. I lied to anybody in my life. And I lied to my psychologist. I bold-faced lied.
So you know, the story is so sad, and we are so sorry for the family. That's not, you know, I always hate even bringing up the actual name, but this is, you know, 5.4 million. It is the largest medical negligence award in Johnson County history. I bring it up because I ask our healthcare providers now, what does this verdict mean for the mental health crisis response community? Do you now have to, instead of 30 minutes, we're going to be, you know, intakes are already full and flooded. You follow me here. Does this verdict signal that there's some change in policy, which is only going to lead to more delays, but, you know, where now you have to sit with someone for 2 hours, you have to verify, and then how do you verify that someone is okay to be discharged or needs to stay?
So let me take this story out of it, but I understand where the topic is going.
100%.
Who determines that 2 hours is sufficient to determine whether or not somebody has illusions of self-harm or whatever. I mean, could it not be done in 30 minutes? It's real simple. You know, every time you go in for your physical, for example, right? Before the doctor or the nurse practitioner comes in, a nurse comes in or one of their assistants, and you know, they do your blood pressure, they do your weight, they do your height, what medications are you on? Do you feel safe at home? Do you have any thoughts of self-harm? I mean, it's real simple, but is that sufficient?
I don't know.
I mean, what if, for example, let's say I'm a woman and I'm in a domestic abuse situation, okay, where I'm my husband's beating me almost every night. And I tell the nurse when she comes in, takes my weight, my blood pressure, all that stuff, do you feel safe at home? Yes. Do you have any thoughts of self-harm? No. Has anybody threatened you? No. And I'm lying.
They can only take you at the information
for your word
that you give them.
That's right.
They're not going to say, well, are you sure? What do you mean? You know,
a hacker did.
Yeah, I know.
I've been on Pornhub recently.
But to zero back in on the issue at hand, because this was a self-inflicted death, correct?
It was a suicide.
And so if she went in, how did she end up at the ER? Does it say?
She had a mental health crisis, according to the
story. Did she take herself there?
We don't know.
Because it could be a situation where she probably was in crisis, and then you go through the whole process of waiting in the ER waiting room, and by the time that you even get to see the doctor or the psychologist, you have changed your answer. No, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. I'm going to be okay.
And that's the problem with one of these stories is we don't know. But
what I do know is with the historic nature of this verdict, the health systems are having meetings in very nice rooms with mahogany in them today. Like, what does this mean?
Guaranteed.
How do we do better moving forward? How can we help everybody with the patient load that is coming in? There are people that show up in crisis. Mm-hmm. How does this change the protocol? Because you better believe they are having those discussions since this lawsuit was probably even filed.
I don't dispute anything you just said and agree with all of it, actually. But who is going to be the arbiter of how long it takes?
I know.
You know, I mean, so
the hospitals are damned if they do and they're damned if they don't.
So I'm the mental health professional and you're at the ER, Dana.
Yes.
And you're having a mental health crisis. So we go into a back room and I'm like, okay, tell me your name. Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. What's going on? Right. And you start to tell me and I look down at my watch and I've determined that you are not a threat to yourself or anybody else.
Okay.
But we've only been talking for 1 hour and 22 minutes. What do I do for the next 38 minutes? Do I feel?
I see what you're saying.
You think the Chiefs are going to go to another Super Bowl this year?
Right.
And we're walking a very fine line and playing a very dangerous game if we're going to bring back the 72-hour committal by a non-authoritative party.
You know why? Because I'm going to commit you every single time.
Sam, we don't have the bed space even if we were to go back to that model. There's no bed space.
But the individual, if over the age of 18, has to sign themselves in for that 72-hour hold. They cannot be committed. Because we saw it abused so many times.
We did. But if I am a mental health professional and I have the authority to commit you for 72 hours, I'm committing everybody that comes in that door because I'm not going to put myself financially and employment-wise at risk because you didn't tell me the truth.
And I'm sure the hospital would get more money with the more people in the beds.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are we doing some more Bobby Sherman?
This is going to be the Bobby Sherman hour on the Dana and Parks program.
Well, you know what? From 6 to 7, it's going to be the Bobby Sherman hour in my car and home.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm jamming this.
The legend that we've never heard of passed away today.
81. JC in Kansas City. Hello, JC.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
In reference to your comments, I'm wondering if the medical field is under a lot of stress anyway, having to do everything they do, but is it possible that they can have a profiler, such as a policeman does when he approaches your car and asks you a line of questions? He can tell if you're lying or you're not. Do they have that in place already, maybe? So they can say, you know, if they're, like, policemen have profilers.
Yeah, but I don't know that we need to be, like, boxing people for.
Oh, no, but if they're in a crisis situation and they're afraid to say that because they know if they do, they're going to get home and get abused again.
Yeah.
That line of questioning might allow that person that's interviewing them to say, hey, do you mind if we go this route? And just suggestively, in a pleasant way, make them feel like this would be good for them.
Well, but let me ask you this, JC and Dana, both. If the hospital is on the line for $5.7 million in damages in this one case, are police who come into contact with, let's be honest, the police come into contact with people who are, and I'm going to use a non-medical term, crazy.
Yeah.
Are they then liable or responsible for doing an in-the-field diagnosis? I mean, I'm a police officer, and I arrest you. I don't arrest you. I approach you. You're homeless, and there's been a complaint. And I can tell that you are just not all there in the head, okay?
You offer services. Person declines services.
As a police officer, do I have to offer services?
I don't know, Scott.
And
this
if
is
I
where,
don't, am I is, liable if that person kills
I
himself?
I guarantee you this is why they are all meeting about this verdict today. What does this mean for all people in public safety?
Right. But where do you, as I always say, where do you draw the line? Who is responsible and who is not? And if I come into contact with you as a police officer or anybody in law enforcement and I have suspicion, you're not drunk, you're not high, you're just crazy. And am I responsible to involuntarily take you in against your want or need or desire?
Yeah.
I would argue that would be illegal.
Right.
Exactly my point.
A violation of your rights.
Of your civil rights.
Yeah.
Ann in, JC, thanks for the call, buddy. Ann in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
We're doing well.
Hi. Had you heard about the verdict, Ann? Had you heard about the case?
I had not.
I've been out working all day as a case manager for adults with mental health disorder. I have a bachelor's in human services. I'm a former substance use disorder tech. I'm a certified peer specialist, so I'm in it. I've been in it. I'm around it. I used to work in an emergency room and on the daily would see people with mental health crisis, and there's nothing that they can do per se, because they're looking at it as, this is a medical emergency. What is it? You don't have a medical emergency? Okay, go sit down over here and wait. And then, just like y'all said, time goes by, and then, oh, well, you know what? Maybe I don't have a problem.
But they did, in this case, Anne, they did a 30-minute...
30 minutes is not long enough.
Yeah, and jurors clearly agreed.
Point blank period. And especially with mental health professionals and specifically people in an emergency room situation, we need to be more trauma informed with our care. We are not machines. We are human beings, and it's about the whole person. And when you are in a mental health crisis, it's hard to tell the difference between reality and what's real and what isn't. I mean, everything is happening all right here, right now, all at once. And yeah. You are with professionals that are looking for medical.
Right.
Well, there's nothing medically wrong. Let's get out of here. You know, so it's just, there's not enough trauma-informed care. There's not enough training. There's not enough. We are in a mental health crisis.
And let me ask you this. If someone is in a mental health crisis, is the ER the place to go, or is there no other option? Let's say it's 11 p.m. on a Sunday. Where are you supposed to go?
I would advise my clients to go to the ER, and I would go and sit with them. And that's against, you know, the protocol or whatever, but I'm a human being first, and so are they.
Okay. And thank you for the call. Do appreciate it.
Thank you for the work that you do. My gosh.
Amen. It's thankless, and we do appreciate it. Is there a, hang on, Anne, I hope you're still there. One more quick question. All right. There's a lot of background noise. It sounds like you're running with elephants.
Oh, no, I'm just on the highway.
Okay. Maybe on the highway with elephants. Are there mental health professionals in the ER?
Awesome, amazing question. And I guess it would be no, there is not. Ask somebody that is a mental health professional now and works in the field. And when I used to work in the ER, I very much advocated for social workers. Having a social worker in the ER, especially, it was just kind of like, shoved along and kind of, because again, it, that would mean we have to, you know, listen to trauma-informed care and listen to the whole person. So, and when we have hospitals that are more focused on profit than they are people.
And when they triage somebody with a mental health crisis, they get pushed to the bottom, I would guess.
They don't get treated any differently. I used to work in the ER, and I had ladies come in that had been sexually assaulted, and they weren't even given a room for privacy.
All right.
And to be fair, that's if there's a room to be had.
Yep.
And the hospital staff will tell you, we're doing everything we can here.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, I had boy, it itches down there.
Yep.
And remember, it was on my arm.
Yep.
And people were saying, that's shingles. And remember, everybody, just like with the hacking in the 2 o'clock hour today, the audience scared the living hell out of me.
Yeah.
I left the show half an hour early and went to, everybody's like, you need to get to the ER.
Okay.
You need to get to the ER now. Turns out I had poison ivy, poison oak. But I was so afraid, and they're like, oh my God, you got shingles is coming on you, but you have to get treated immediately. I went to the KU Med Center ER. I sat there for no fewer than 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Poison ivy is not an emergency.
Before I finally said, I'm out.
Yeah.
If I die tonight, I die tonight, but I'm not dying in an ER waiting room. I mean, I was
amazed.
You're
going to be itching. But like you would say, Scott, that when they finally got to you and they said it's poison ivy.
They didn't get to me. I went to an urgent care.
If they did, the doctor probably would have rolled his eyes and been like, you can go to CVS and put some cream on it. This is not an emergency.
No, that's absolutely right. 913-586-7798.
Now, my hand injury, emergent.
It was unremarkable.
Completely unremarkable.
Totally unremarkable.
We have an update out of Texas. You guys remember the story involving the two teens where they were at a track meet?
Yes.
One had a knife. The other ended up dead. We have an update. We'll get that.
Straight ahead. Oh, I want to know.
I like him.
I do too.
Bobby Sherman.
He's upbeat.
I like it.
He's 81 like years old, right?
81 years old. Died this morning of kidney cancer. Apparently, he was a teen idol in the 60s. I'd never even heard of the guy.
Somebody on the text line who said that they loved him in the 60s said that he was basically the Justin Bieber of the era, minus all of the drama that surrounded Justin Bieber.
Aww.
Huh. Okay.
But now we take you to Texas. Oh, and you guys, yes, of course, remember the story with Carmelo Anthony with a K.
God.
Not the basketball player. And Austin Metcalf. Mm-hmm. They had been side by side at a track meet.
They're from rival schools.
Yeah, Anthony had allegedly walked over and sat in the team space. Anybody who's ever been to a big track meet knows that teams set up different spaces in the stands with their tent. And they said, Metcalf allegedly said, you need to get out of this space. This is our team space. And that is when Anthony pulled out a knife from his backpack, stabbed him in the lung or
stabbed him in the heart in his twin brother's arms. He died in his twin brother's arms. It's absolutely awful case.
A grand jury has indicted Carmelo Anthony with first degree murder.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, they presented evidence for weeks to the grand jury. Today it was summarized and they asked for them to return their indictment. And they came up with first degree.
And he's free on bond
now,
right now.
A grand jury will indict a ham sandwich, and that is true. But I'm not surprised they handed up the indictment. But here's the but. You know, they are going to present a rigorous defense that this was somehow self-defense. And I don't know, is there cell phone video of this? Was there any security or surveillance of how this went down?
So Anthony did claim to police initially that it was self-defense. He said he felt threatened by the teammates who were telling him that he couldn't be sitting there. There were a couple of witnesses who alleged that there was some shoving going on prior to the knife attack, but other witnesses disagree with that account of what happened. So,
but why do you even have a knife at a high school track meet?
I think that's part of why we see this first degree murder charge is because of the fact that he had a knife in that backpack. And it just seems odd. I was a track runner. At no point during any big track meet would I have walked up to a random rival school's tent and sat down.
It's like if you're playing high school football, or any football for that matter.
You're asking for a
confrontation.
An altercation or a confrontation.
You know, if we're playing football, if I'm on the team, I don't go to the other sideline and just hang out. That's your side.
Yeah, I mean, unless I had a really, really good friend on that team, you would not find me in that tent. And yes, you had mentioned that he was released on bond. He was initially held on a $1 million bond. He convinced the judge to lower the bond, citing financial hardship. He bonded out at $250,000. But, of course, we saw reports shortly after that of his family living in a $900,000 home.
Yeah,
people were crowdsourcing his defense.
$530,000 for his defense on a public fund.
Will he go to jail now as he awaits trial because that indictment has come back?
The story doesn't specify.
All right. Interesting story from the New York Times. Can you know Princess Diana by owning her things? A huge trove of the princess's belongings, including her Lady Dior handbag, will be auctioned this week. And for some buyers, more intimate items like handwritten letters are the main draw. One of the stranger lots that Martin Nolan, a co-founder of the auction house, ever put on the block during his more than two decades in the auction business was a thin slice of cake served at the 1981 wedding of Diana, Princess of Wales, to Prince Charles. It sold for
$250,000.
$2,800 in 2008. Today, he thinks it would fetch tens of thousands of dollars. We've noticed over the years that Diana is highly collectible as an asset class. She's considered a blue chip as an investment. Also, people feel they have a connection to her. We only had 16 years to get acquainted with her before her untimely death.
Was that in the summer of 1997 when she died?
It was, 97, August. Huh. So it is jewelry, ladies, clothing, photos of her relatives. It's, I just think, like, pretty intimate stuff that would be in your house.
I had just come home from the Kansas City Blues Festival when I heard it on ABC News on this very radio station.
One of her hats. One of her fascinators. I mean, I'm interested in it, but I'm not going to spend $10,000 on a napkin that she wrote somebody a. But people will.
Oh, sure.
People will.
Well, I remember going to the Princess Diana exhibit at Union Station about a decade or more ago.
What is a fascinator?
It's a little hat. It's like a little mini hat.
I love it so much.
That Dana brought one in and usually has a bit of a veil on
it. I wear it all the time. My fascinator.
Oh, that little tiny. Okay. Okay.
It's not to block the sun from your eyes.
Why is it called a
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's fascinating. When anybody would put that on their head.
Fascinator.
Nice.
It's what women wear to look fancy. Like if they go to the Kentucky Derby and don't want to wear
from Western Shawnee.
Yeah. People wear them Western Shawnee when they sleep.
Driving their golf cart.
Anyway, little part of Diana's history can be yours for the right price.
41% of Americans, according to a poll, believe that dinosaurs and humans coexisted on the planet together.
Okay.
41% of Americans.
I could see it.
Okay.
It didn't happen though, Sam.
I saw it in Jurassic Park. It's real.
Hey, if you push back, you'll get your ass kicked.
913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.